What do you call in a, if you're just working outside and you haven't been working for a while and your hands have gotten soft and you work with a shovel or something and you get a blister on your hand? What do you call that stuff inside the blister?
Well, you get that blister and you call that, I don't know, would it be water?
Or sure, that's all right.
Water would be just kind of a substance that forms in there to kind of protect it, keeps it from infecting, I reckon, or getting the rest of the meat, kind of protects, makes a kind of a mat there to protect the deeper skin, I guess.
Yeah. If you're shot by someone shoots you with a gun, you suffer a bullet.
Well, a wound.
Yeah, and then if it doesn't heal right, and you get a lot of, you know, kind of a raised, there's a...
Yeah, you get an infection in it.
And what do you call that flesh around there? That
Proud flesh, mm-hmm. Infection.
And something they used to put, they don't use it as much nowadays as they did, say, 20 or 30 years ago. But they used to put this on a cut to prevent infections.
Iodine or mercurochrome or...
Yeah, both those are fine. And the stuff that you take for malaria.
Take for malaria, so it wouldn't be aspirin or buprin, or for malaria it'd be...
Either quinine or quinine.
Quinine, I believe, yeah, that's old remedy. Used to be lots of... quinine used for headaches or malaria or colds.
Right. And if a person is alive and then he's been alive and then suddenly he's no longer alive, you'd say
he's dead.
All right. And what other, you might say he died, but what other ways might you say that? I mean, if you're talking to a member of the family, you wouldn't want to say, "I'm sorry he died."
He's passed on.
Okay.
Or he's here no more, or something like that.
Any crude terms?
See, I don't think of anything.
Like kick the bucket or pegged out or.
Yeah, that would be two of the sayings there. Old sayings would be wouldn't like that as well. He's kicked the bucket or he's passed on or.
Yeah.
He's gone, or he's here no more, or he's left us.
Right. If you don't know the cause of someone's death, you might say, "I don't know what he died."
I don't know the cause of his death, what the trouble was.
You say, "I don't know what he died." What word comes natural to you there? He died with, he died of, he died from.
I don't know what to see. I don't know what word you'd want there.
Well, I mean, which of those three sounds better to you? I don't know what he died of, died with, or died from?
I don't know which he died from.
Okay. And then a place a person's buried is a?
Funeral home or undertakers.
Yeah, but the place where the body is actually buried.
In a cemetery or a graveyard.
Is there a difference between a graveyard and a cemetery?
Both the same, I guess.
All right, and the body, the box the body's placed in is called a?
Casket.
Okay.
And coffin.
Is there a difference between those two?
Coffin, casket's both the same, I'm thinking.
All right. And after the funeral, the people wear black, you'd say the family is in?
In mourning.
All right. And someone asks you how you are today, and you say, "How are you?" You say, "Oh, I'm, how you feeling?" "Oh, I'm
very in the middle."
Okay. And if someone's troubled about something, you say, "Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right."
Yeah, don't worry though.
All right.
The sun will shine tomorrow.
Okay. And yeah, if when you have pains in the joints, you might say you're suffering from
arthritis or rheumatism or a gout or.
Okay.